Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Monday, December 7th through Sunday, December 13th, tune in to selected audio from the Wave Farm Radio for Open Ears Workshops in the Hudson Correctional Facility. Hear audio sounds made by incarcerated individuals working with Wave Farm's team of Kamal Johnson, Adolfo Lopez, and Galen Joseph Hunter working in the Hudson Correctional Facility to bring the sounds of incarcerated individuals to the public. Tune into the sounds made by 16 and 17-year-old boys and girls incarcerated in the Hudson Correctional Facility at 9:40 a.m. every morning, Monday, December 7th through Sunday, December 13th on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. And, well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who'll take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin with a phone-in show today. Life finds a way of getting in the way, so no geek speak this installment, but I'll make up for it with a major year-end blowout in our next episode. We'll be starting today out with New Breed, New Generation by Steam.
Give us a little more piano.
It's got a thing that gets here in the phones.
A little more.
Top.
Live your life and let me live mine. Be
something to do. Expressions tell everything. I see one on you. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. When I was invisible, I needed no light. You saw right through me, you said. Was I out of sight? Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. When I was in England town, the rain fell right down. I looked for you everywhere, till I'm not around. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears.
Heard the next five, He Stole My Love, preceded by Love's She Comes in Colors, and that set started with Steam's New Breed, New Generation. Next set opens with Color Boxes, Just Give 'em Whiskey.
The lusty decadent delights of Imperial Pompeii.
Notify ground crews.
Just give him whiskey.
Do you fight?
Welcome to Voice Print Identification. When you see the red light go on, would you please state the following order: your destination, your nationality, and your full name.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Satellites and drones denying reality. Satellite space stations in operation.
Delta 1, this is Mission Control. Roger, you're 2013. Sorry, you fellows are having a bit of trouble. We are reviewing telemetric information in our mission simulator and will advise.
Power robots are programmed to provide you with an unforgettable vacation.
Dinner at 7, breakfast at 6:30. Get lunch on your own. Don't look like much here, but we have everything.
Each resort is maintained by reliable computer technology and peopled by lifelike robot men and women.
Supposed to happen.
Love and the leave resolution will follow.
prior set began with Color Box's Just Give 'Em Whiskey, followed by Prince's Resolution, and ended with KMFDM Revolution 2. Taking us through the bottom of the hour is a goofy little set that starts with a, well, when else can I fit this in selection, thanks to the recent Animaniacs revival. Taken from Gilbert Gottfried's amazing Colossal podcast, here's Gilbert, Animaniacs' Rob Paulsen, and Looney Tunes' Bob Bergen performing a scene from The Godfather as Iago, Pinky, and Porky.
Sonny, we ought to hear what they have to say.
No, no, no! No more! Not this time, Consigliere! No more meetings! No more discussions! No more Saloso tricks! You give them one message. I want Saloso. If not, it's all-out war. We go to the mattresses.
Well, yes, but some of the other families won't sit still for all-out war.
They may hand me Saloso.
Your father would not want to hear this. This is business. It's not personal.
They shot my father? It's business, your ass!
Well, even shooting of your father was business. It's not personal, Sonny.
Well, then, business will have to suffer, all right? And listen, do me a favor, Tom. No more advice on how to patch things up. Just help me win, please, all right?
I found out about this Captain McCluskey who broke Mike's jaw. Now, he's definitely on Salozzo's payroll and for big money. McCluskey has agreed to be the Turk's bodyguard. What you have to understand, Sonny, is that while Salozzo's being guarded like he was invulnerable, now, nobody has ever gunned down a New York police captain. Never. It would be disastrous. All the five families would come after you, Sonny. The Corleone family would be outcast. Even the old man's political protection would run for cover. So do me a favor, Norv. Take this into consideration.
All right, we'll wait.
I can't wait.
Huh?
I said, I can't wait. I don't care what the Salozzo says about it at the deal. He's going to kill your pa. He's going to kill your pa. He's going to kill my daddy. That's it. That's a key for him. Got to get Salozzo. Got to get, what's his name?
Let me ask you something, Professor. I mean, what about this McCluskey? What do we do with this cop here?
They want to have a meeting with me, right? It'll be me, McCluskey, and Salazar is that other guy. Let's set a meeting. Get our informants to find out where it's going to be held. Now, we insist that a public bar or restaurant. Someplace where there's a lot of people there to feel safe. They're going to search me when I first meet them, right? So I can't have a weapon on me. But if it commences the... Yeah, that sounds like a venereal disease. But if Clemenza can figure out a way to have a weapon planted there for me, then I'll kill them. But I'll kill them, but they're both dead.
Hey, what are you going to do? Nice college boy, huh? Didn't want to get mixed up in the family business. Now you want to gun down a police cap.
What? You, Frank.
Because he slapped you in the face a little bit, huh? What do you think this is? The army where you shoot him and a mile away? You gotta get close like this. Bada bing! You blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit. Yeah. You're taking it very personal. Tom, this is business. This man is taking it very personal.
Oh, dear. Come on, Mikey.
Tom, wait a minute. I'm talking about a cop that's mixed up in the drugs. I'm talking about a dishonest cop and a crooked cop who got mixed up in the rackets and got what was coming to him. That's a terrific story. Now, we have any newspaper people on the payroll, don't we? Tom? They might make a story like that.
Well, You know, now that you mention it, they might. Yeah, they just might.
It's not personal, Sonny. It's strictly oh, it's murder.
And now everybody to the dance floor.
Woozles very sly. They come in ones and twosles, but if they so choosles, before your eyes you'll see them multiply.
Extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they'll guzzle up the thing you prize. They're black, they're up, they're down,
and
they're out.
They're all about,
they're far,
they're
gone, they're quick, they're in sin.
Beware, beware, be a very wary bear. Half a lump and muzzle, half a lump and muzzle.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Forgotten Geek on WGXC. The previous set started with a Godfather scene performed by Gilbert Gottfried as Iago the Parrot as Sonny, Bob Bergen as Porky Pig as Michael, and Rob Paulsen as Pinky as Tom. After that was Information Society and Aria's cover of Heffalumps and Woozles from Winnie the Pooh, and ended with a meme from Internet's past, HM Kids and Irons, Caramel Dancing, Warhammer. Our last full set marks the impending return of Doctor Who on New Year's Day with a special Revolution of the Daleks, and it'll start with Scoey's twist on the theme, TARDISM.
Thank you.
final set began with Tardism by Scoey, then Jen Erik's mashup of the Time Lords, aka the KLF, and Muse into Doctor and the Uprising, and ended with the heralding of an old friend of the Doctor's return with Ben Foster's Captain Jack theme from the Torchwood soundtrack. Thank you for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with a Geek Speak stuffed holiday special to close out this year. We're going out today with the ultra-extended version of David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes.
We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out.